I am moved and honored to be next to Sammy today. He will tell you his story in his own words, but I can tell you now, this man has lost 16 family members to the Israeli genocide. 16. And on behalf of Solidarity, and on behalf, I'm sure, of everybody in this room, I want to offer our condolences to Sammy and his family. I also want to offer our condolences to 2 million Gazans who have lost families, who have lost homes, who have seen their mosques, their churches, their schools, their hospitals bulldozed and bombed by the Israeli terror state. And if we were not convinced to fight for Palestinian freedom before today, I am sure when we hear Sami's eyewitness account, we will be three times more committed to building a movement for Palestinian liberation, a movement that can end the killing. And to do that, we have to build the strongest possible movement in Australia. And we have to recognise that we are up against a government that is shameless in its support for Israeli murder and Israeli genocide. A government which has allowed the export of arms and weapons to Israel and has bought Israeli military equipment and know-how in return. A government that refused to join the ICJ case that called out genocide in Gaza. A government that the moment Israel said UNRWA is run by or is infected by Hamas operatives, stopped aid to Gaza, where people are dying of malnutrition if they're not being killed by bombs. And Australia only reinstated that aid after the European Union and after Canada. We've got to fight a government that stopped people travelling to safety after they'd left Gaza and marooned them in airports across the Middle East on the spurious grounds that there were security risks around their visas. And for those who have made it to Australia, they are on one-year visas with no right to work and no right to Medicare. But when the Ukraine conflict started, when Russia invaded Ukraine, Ukrainians were offered three-year visas with work rights and Medicare rights. The racism runs deep inside the Labor government's response. And that's why we need to build a movement which is much, much deeper and much, much more powerful than what we've already seen. And we have seen massive demonstrations in our cities and even in regional towns. We need to build a movement that disrupts business as usual on campuses, a movement that disrupts business as usual at the weapons manufacturers, a movement that disrupts the government's cozy agreement with the media and the cultural organisations. We need to build a movement that adds to what has already been done in the trade union movement. The members of the Australian Services Union, who walked out on strike on two separate occasions, two separate groups of workers, walked out on strike for Palestine in Melbourne. The WARFIs, who on a basis of principle refused to cross picket lines when those picket lines were set up by the community against Zim Shipping. We need to build on that and make it deeper. The weekly rallies are a prerequisite for building a movement. The gathering outside Albo's office in Marrickville is a prerequisite. But we need to build a movement that ultimately gives organised workers the confidence to stop work, to stop the war. And the barriers we face are substantial because the Australian government is deeply embedded into the Western imperialist project, deeply embedded into support for Israel and embedded into what is laughably called the rules-based order, the domination of the US and its allies. And Australia is deeply embedded into this process because our rulers, who have no interest in our lives, our rulers know that their power and their authority and their control over this landmass and their control and domination over the South Pacific and into Southeast Asia needs to be guaranteed by another greater power, the United States. And therefore we are up against a regime. It's not just a policy decision that they are with Israel over Palestine. It is a decision that flows from the logic of Australian capitalism. And therefore, merely to call out the horrors is not enough. We have to point out to workers and to students that we need to fight a system which victimizes us and leaves the Palestinians in horror. We need to build against a government and an Australian capitalist system that is embedded into the Israeli war drive, backs it financially, backs it politically, backs it culturally, and at the same time is telling gas companies, go for your life, pump as much fossil fuel into the atmosphere as you'd like and puts us all at risk. We're up against a government that says, no, we're a Labour government, but you don't have the right to strike. We're up against a government that is trying to introduce legislation against asylum seekers that is rivals the worst of the legislation brought in by Donald Trump in his first administration. We're up against a government that is seizing as many indigenous children from their parents now as was the case 30, 40 years ago. In other words, we're up against a government that has no interest in Palestine and no interest in us and no interest in the future of the planet, but is driven by the needs of Australian capitalism and hang the rest of us. And therefore, we need to build a movement that recognises that every blow for Palestine is a blow against our rulers. We love Palestine and we will fight for Palestine. We will fight for liberation. We will fight for freedom. And every time we weaken the Australian government around Palestine, we weaken the Australian government against us. We make it easier for us to fight as workers, as students, as climate activists, as indigenous activists. So we have to build an understanding in the movement, not just that we have to be on the streets, but that we have to fight the system that lies behind the genocide. And it's in that spirit that we need to go out and build the movement. It's in that spirit that socialists are embedded and deeply concerned about the future for Palestine, because as the saying goes, if Palestine is not free, the rest of us cannot be free. From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free.
Thank you, comrades.
All right, thanks, David, for that first introduction. Now we'll hear from Sammy for, 20 minutes.
Hi everybody, I would like to introduce myself first, but first of all there is a message from Gaza to all of you. Thanks for your sympathy and support. That's what we need. We need everybody, the whole world, to know what's happening in Gaza. This is the last message I received this morning. The last photo. Have a look what's happening in Shiva Hospital. That's what's happening in the Shiva Hospital for now. For 6 months, the Australian government didn't ask for ceasefire. 6 months. I don't know if they're a human being in Palestine or dogs. Yeah, even if they're animals, they will show some support for them, you know. For 6 months, we are following America. Everything, whatever they say, America, Australia, straight away, they're following it. For their interest, okay, no problem. Because they're scared of China, no problem. But at least they're a human being. And Australia is a multicultural, they should like support everybody. Like, you know, it's plenty of Palestinian here, plenty from everywhere in here. The politics in here, they should be like, you know, exactly like a multicultural. Where is the multicultural? This is racism, like the racist, they've got it, like worse than America. America's sending, like, you know what I mean, 1,800 bombs, MK-80, each one ton. There's nothing left in Gaza Strip to destroy. Nothing. You know, it's still Rafah. Rafah got a hospital, they've got 36 beds. The 36 bed for 1.5 million people in Rafah. You know, everybody, like, you know, the 2.3 million refugees. We had six refugee camps in Gaza Strip. Now the whole place is refugee. It's nothing left, even if the war finished. Where are we gonna go? Where are we gonna go? Like, you know, I mean, there is no homes, no, nothing, you know? We lost everything. You know what I mean, everything? In the middle of night, like, you know, you go out of your house from your pajama. You and your wife staying in the hospital, Shiva Hospital, for one night, and in the morning leave to Deir al-Balah or Rafah, as they say. Okay, we left everything and we go there. I went to my friend's house, there is no room for me. There is 367 people in there. I had to stay in his car for 60 days in the middle of the street. Only me in the middle of the street. That's everything on top of my head. Bombs, aeroplanes, like, you know, the small planes. And you see, they're bombing four houses around me. You see people flying, you know, cars flying. We go there, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, everything is pieces. Human being is pieces. Have you ever seen a human being in pieces? One leg here, one leg there, one head here. It's like whatever I say, like, you know, it's like, it's not exactly like, you know, what I feel. Because, like, you know what I mean, my English is not that good, like, you know what I mean, to explain myself. But if I'm going to say whatever I see and whatever I know in my own language, like, you know what I mean, you will be, like, you know what I mean, you'll be shocked. This is, you know, I have been in Gaza for all wars happening, like, you know what I mean. And 2008, 2012, 2014, 2018, 2021, 2023. But this is the mother of wars. A genocide is a small word, like, you know what I mean? I don't know, like, you know what I mean, where I gonna find, like, in encyclopedia, like, you know, a word, like, you know, what's happening in Gaza. Whatever you see in TV, like, you know what I mean, this is 10% of what's happening. Because Al Jazeera is a partner of the war too. Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, everybody is, like, you know, is in the war with America and Israel. Like, America is saying, like, you know, we don't want you to kill civilians. No, it's not nice, okay? Or we should give them some food, okay? They're throwing the food in the sea. And you have to go to swim, like, and die in drowning to get that food. In the same time, they give, like, Israel bombs to kill the Palestinian. What fucking this is that? Is that a fucking a stupid what? They give him bombs to kill the Palestinian, and they're saying, like, you shouldn't kill more civilians. How many kids you want to kill more? How many? Okay, I'll give you a small calculation of what's happening, like, you know what I mean, in there. There is 97 schools has been destroyed. Nothing left in there. 97 schools. Okay, 32 universities. Nothing left in Gaza Strip. No universities. The schools, whatever left, like, you know what I mean, the refugees are staying there. They can't bomb it yet. They will kill them, but not now. As soon as everything is arrived from America, okay, and they say, like, you know what I mean, as Netanyahu saying, like, in a couple of days ago, like, oh, the people can go back to Gaza with their tent. They're not going back to their houses, their properties. No, they can take their tent with them. And 32 hospitals, one left in Rafah, they've got 36 beds for 1.5 million people. Okay, there is 16,000 kids. As I've heard you before, like, you know, he's talking about generation. They're targeting the kids. Every house they've got kids, they bomb it. As you see, 16,000. And they're saying they're going to fight Hamas. or fight in the tunnels? Where's the fucking tunnels? Where is Hamas? They're all partners of what's going on, like their kids and women. This 10,600 women. The women's law, why? We don't want them to bring more babies. This is why we kill the women and we kill the kids. The new generation has, like, you know, to be wiped out. So for the other ones to see what's, as they're saying from the Knesset, one of the ministers, they say, for them to know from now to 80 years what the Jews done to them. So nobody will think about revolution again. For 75 years we've been fighting to get our freedom. Okay, what do we achieve? Genocide after genocide, war after war after war after war. And we still, like, you know, we're saying free Palestine. How are we gonna free Palestine when there is everybody homeless? As you've got everything, at the blink of your eye, you found nothing. You lost everything. Even you came at a different country, like, you know what I mean, you found yourself as a homeless too. There is 80,000 injured. You know, half of them, they're gonna die. Why? There's no food, no medication, no hospitals, no nothing. How this injured, like, you know what I mean, gonna, like, without food and medication, how gonna, like, well, whoever lost his leg, his hair, his hand, his knee, whatever. Everybody's gonna die. This is the target of Israel, and this is the target of America. They're saying, like, you know, I mean, a human right? Where is the human right? Where is the human right? If this war, whatever happened in Gaza, was, like, you know, 10% of it happened in Ukraine, the whole world will be, like, against the Soviet Union. As they're saying, but, like, you know, the Palestinian is numbers. Let him die, it doesn't matter. Israel don't care about no one. Because nobody is saying, like, you know, come Israel, like, you know, you have to do this. They don't care about, like, you know, I mean, Lahai. They don't care about court. They don't care about nobody. Even they don't care about, like, you know, I mean, or whatever, like, happening all around the world. The whole world is against them. But they don't care. When they gonna care? As they saying, David, just a few minutes ago, when everybody, like, you know, when you believe what's inside him and screaming out, this is not right, we shouldn't do this, we should stand with the right, we should stand with the people, the weak people, the people asking for freedom. Where's the freedom? How are they gonna get it? They're asking for a piece of water, for some food, you know? Thank you very much. That's it.